In Specialty Crop News on Southeast AgNet, I'm Gary Cooper. I'll be sitting in for Julie McPeak for this Specialty Crop News segment for a few weeks. Julie and husband Andrew are expecting their first new McPeak into the family anytime now. We wish them the best. Meanwhile, things in Tallahassee getting underway with lots of new faces, new position announcements, and some new protocols that may make appearances by some key cabinet members and other state higher-ups much more logistically difficult. In recent days, Florida's newest political leaders have been settling in at the state capitol, getting to know each other, and in some cases, getting used to working in a very different atmosphere. Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam featured in at least one news report in recent days about his long drives to be necessary now to get from one meeting appearance to another. He won't be the only one apparently driving the length and breadth of this state to try and get to where he needs to be, though. With one of Governor Scott's first decisions being to sell off the state's airplanes, the rest of the cabinet members and key state leaders will also need to keep their cars tuned or brush up on commercial airline connections around Florida. Already, though, some in agriculture may wonder how many key appearances or meetings Putnam may not be able to make simply due to logistical issues of travel time in a state well over 1,000 miles long with farmers in every one of the state's 67 counties. Meanwhile, no worries for the governor. He says he'll continue to use his own personal plane to fly him where he needs to go. I'm Gary Cooper, Southeast AgNet.